Hello friends, welcome to Sahil Sharma Podcasts, where you get all the information related to the problems in your life. Today we are going to discuss the importance to forgiveness in our lives, and we'll also discuss how many times should we forgive others or ourselves. Forgiving people is good quality, but practically it is difficult to forgive anyone. People are so confused looking for the answer to how many times should we forgive others. How many times you forgive those who done wrong to you? How many times can we ask God for forgiveness? Today we will discuss this question in detail. People are tolerating sin because they feel that sin should be forgiven, but after a time, when they feel the hurt, again and again, they envy and want to hurt them back. Doubts can arise on how often we should forgive. It might be easy if we somehow know the exact numbers of times we can incur sin. Then we can calculate and balance between how much we can forgive and how much we should punish others. But there is no way that you can know how much sin we can commit, and for every sin we seek forgiveness from others. If you atone your mistakes and don't practice to avoid your mistakes, it is useless. Humans make sin every second of life, we can't practice atonement for all. If we do this, then our whole life will be spent in the atonement of sins. We have to go for other solutions rather than atonement of our sin, and also for forgiving others. We all are living our lives under the supreme energy of God. We may seem independent, but there is superior energy that has given us this freedom, and He is the proprietor of all the creatures in the universe. The atonement process is not the right way to be forgiven for our sins, because it will never lead to completion. Rather, the path of uprooting the sinning tendencies may lead us to be forgiven for sin. And it can be cultivated by pure devotion to the Supreme Lord. If we follow their devotion with a sincere mind, then the Supreme Lord will forgive each of our sins. We should surrender ourselves to the Supreme Lord through devotion. If our mind becomes spiritual, then all our sinning propensities will be destroyed. Because when one understands its true self and follows the prescribed rules and regulations, his all work will be in Krishna consciousness. He will not be attached to the materialistic sense gratificatory process. The maximum number of sins happens when we are directed by our unrestricted sense organs. If we learn to control our senses, we will attain the eternal happiness. As the fog, during the early morning, gets scattered as the sun rises, similar, as soon as we cultivate the habit of pure devotion in our horizons of consciousness, all our sins will be uprooted completely. All our sins will be burned to ashes, so therefore we must surrender to God. We incur sin as we become attached to the materialistic resources. We get agitated to gratify our senses by getting illusioned by them. In fact, Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. He says, "Do not fear or worry, O dear Arjuna, simply by surrendering to me completely, abandoning all other popular notions, popular religious traditions, just by completely surrendering to Krishna, all the sinful reactions are destroyed, and also the sinful instincts are destroyed." Devotion is the way to atone for our sins. Remove fear, worry, and envy from your heart and surrender completely to Krishna, you will be definitely liberated from all sinful reactions. He is the maintainer of this world, and He lives in the heart of all His creatures. As we surrender ourselves to the Supreme God, He forgives our debts, just as by watering the roots of trees, all its twigs, branches, leaves, flowers, and fruits automatically get watered. Similarly, while performing our prescribed duties, we fulfill our duty to everyone. When our love for God gets converted into lust, we forget our eternal self and get illusioned by these lustful propensities. These lustful behavior incite us to incur sins because we lose our intelligence to distinguish between right and wrong. We get attached to the illusory instant pleasure and forget the real eternal joy, which when achieved, we will be satisfied. But lustful propensities will never be satisfied. Everyone wants to live a happy and peaceful life, but people are not willing to pay the price for it. And the price is to become the true devotee of God. Controlling the senses is very difficult, but it is not impossible. If we do regular practice with great determination, we can control our senses. If we become conscious of the wanderings of our mind and regulate it, our mind becomes peaceful. By forgiving ourselves doesn't mean that we minimize or deny the mistakes that we made, it simply means that we don't use our past mistakes to beat our internal self. We will overcome the past grief and look for opportunities in the present. God is kind enough to forgive us and He will show mercy to us. We should cultivate the habit of forgiveness in our hearts, to reduce the despair in our surroundings. Forgiveness is a godly quality that we had read above, and by acquiring this we will become pure-hearted. We are all living with some limited resources of surroundings because we have bounded ourselves with our thoughts and values. And we have become very petty to tolerate any problems in life. We are prepared to hurt them back, who hurt us. But by taking revenge for others' sin, we also incur sin. And our sinful reactions will never be going to give us real joy and happiness. Even we are bound to our nature, but still, we can live with happiness and no sorrow, if we cultivate the virtue of forgiveness. If you hurt them back for compensate your loss, you will also be guilty and will be punished by God. But when you forgive the person, you will be awarded by God's mercy and the joy. Do not just pretend to forgive, give it wholeheartedly. It will cleanse our hearts and our thoughts. The feelings of hatred, jealousy, envy are demoniac in nature. These feelings falsely drive us to make a sin. But if you have firm control over your mind, you will not be driven by such thoughts, and be stable. God always accepts us with all our sin, and show their mercy by forgiving ourselves. But as a human, if we don't forgive ourselves or others, then we will also not receive forgiveness. There is no limit to forgiveness. Every sin must be forgiven because forgiveness cures our pain. But if we don't understand the real meaning of forgiveness, we will not be allowed to forgive others. Keep positive thoughts and values in your mind, so your life becomes like that. Otherwise, if you think negatively and act like that, you will suffer unbearable pain. No one can understand your pain, and no one is there to help you in healing. Only you are responsible for all the sufferings you're facing, and only you can act to get out of it. People will show pity on your weakness, but they will not help you to move ahead in life. You are responsible for your life and all its pains and sufferings. Bear the pain and work hard to improve and let your mind come out of that hatred feeling. Living a happy life depends on the nature of our mind. If our mind is good, our life will be definitely good. We do hard work to make our lifestyle comfortable, and in search of materialistic happiness, we lose eternal joy. God has made this world so beautiful that we should live happily, but when we go for materialistic happiness, we feel sad. Materialistic happiness comes with so much negative energy that may hurt us sooner or later. So if you are looking for instant materialistic pleasure, later you will suffer the pain for it. The feeling of hatred is the demoniac manifestation. The demoniac lives the life of the ignorant. They do not believe in God and divine attributes. They enjoy the materialistic instant sense pleasure. They do not have any supreme goal in life. To gratify their senses is their prime goal. And in the mode of ignorance, they will lead to a hellish world. They do not feel affection for others, they only care for their happiness. They hurt others for their happiness. They are not aware of eternal happiness. They are the victims of the materialistic illusion. But God has created us, and in the end, we will be entered into His supreme abode or energy. He will accept us with all our sins. He loves us at our worst. He wants us to follow their rules and regulations and enjoy eternal happiness. God always dictates us to follow the right path, but we always get distracted by the sensory pleasure surrounding us. We incur sins to acquire materialistic happiness, which is temporary. But God forgives us and shows us the beauty of real happiness. Practice forgiveness to remove yourself from the shackles of illusory energy and elevate to higher pleasure. Make your mind understand that forgiveness is a lifetime process. There is no doubt that how often we should forgive others is a boundless process. Every time you forgive others, you become a better version of yourself. Anger will degrade you. It makes humans hollow from within and deludes ourselves. It makes us entangled by the dualities of life. You will easily be affected by the sorrows of life. You forget your eternal abode and get entangled with the dualities of life. Happiness and sorrow are similar to the seasons, like winter and summer, both are temporary. When your mind cultivates the divine qualities and thoughts, you will understand the real truth and do not affected by these temporary dualities. You will become stronger to forgive others and yourselves. To elevate yourself from these lower propensities, make a supreme goal in your life and practice to engage your mind in the making of that goal. When our mind tastes the higher consciousness of joy, it easily becomes detached from the lower propensities. Even after abstaining from senses from sense objects, the taste of sense gratification remains, but you will not be inclined towards it. Because you will be attracted towards the higher consciousness. Forgive and forget the sins of yourself and others, but always keep the learning in your mind. Only learning will help you elevate to the path of happiness. When you truly want to achieve your goal, will be ready to sacrifice such materialistic attachments happily. Your heart starts loving everyone and you forgive everyone's sins. A positive mind brings positivity to our life and work. It will bring pleasant surprises to your life. Mind is the only ruler of our life. If you become able to control it, you will become the master of your life. Otherwise, it will make your life hell. It will degrade you to an end. And God has given us the ways to control it by regular practice and determination. You will fail many times while doing it, but all these failures give us a little push towards your success, by showing us our mistakes. Otherwise, if we do what we feel easy, we will remain busy in that illusion and reach nowhere in life. While pursuing your goal, you will fail in some attempts, but if you keep practicing with determination and patience, you will surely reach your goal. Thank you. Give your valuable feedback regarding this podcast. In addition, if you like the podcast, do share with your friends so that they must know the real truth about forgiveness and must know the answer to question how many times we should forgive others.